Before a few thoughts on the readings, a few things. Many of you have said, oh, Father, you're doing such a great job. A, thank you. This is one of those positions where you swoop in and take all the glory, and the people who do all the hard work never get it. So I want to highlight them first. The staff in the office at Courage are remarkable, just doing such heroic work. And so if that applies to you, I know Father Collins somewhere back there, the other staff of Courage, could you please stand and be recognized? I know you don't want to. I know. That is well deserved, and I know they will want to kill me after Mass. You're welcome, thank you. But honestly, they're doing the hard work of Courage right now and keeping everything going. The chaplains and those who are running the groups are doing marvelous work as well, but we couldn't do this without the staff in the office, and I'm very grateful to the work that they're doing, so thank you. On to the feast day that we celebrate, Saints Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, whoever it is, Martha and companions. It's relatively new. It's been Saint Martha. Pope Francis expanded to include her sister and brother. And so we get to honor all three of them today. And knowing that I was celebrating this Mass and thinking about the three of them, the thought that just keeps coming to mind, it can be really hard to be a friend of Jesus. Jesus loved Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus very much. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed in the place where he was for 2 days. How do those go together, it seems like? He gets there 4 days after Lazarus has died. Enough time so that everybody knows that Lazarus isn't just sleeping, he's dead. Like Lazarus, at 4 days, there is no doubt he's dead. And he loves Lazarus so much that he makes Lazarus die not once, but twice. You know, thanks. Calls to mind Teresa of Avila after her chariot is washed out from underneath her. If this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them, right? And even then, after this encounter where we know the end of the story, we know Jesus raises Lazarus back to life, regular human life, he becomes a spectacle. Later in John's gospel, when Jesus, just before his passion, he's there at their house again, and it says, you know, everyone's coming, and they're like, look, he was the guy. You know, Lazarus was the one that was dead that was raised again. It's like he was the spectacle. And so in all that, what a great blessing that this feast day falls during our conference. Because how often, when you're a member or a friend of this apostolate, do you feel the same thing that Mary and Martha are feeling? Lord, dude, I'm trying, and I wanted to say something very strong. I won't. We're in a church. You just, like, where were you? Where are you in the midst of this? And it feels like he's so far and distant, like, forgotten. And so it's so beautiful that this is a feast day that we get to celebrate, because this is a day where we get to know and appreciate that in those moments, Jesus sees us, because he saw Mary and Martha and Lazarus in their distress. So much so that it's the shortest verse in all the Bible is just in this passage, was just after this passage that we read. Jesus goes to the tomb and he weeps with Mary and Martha. He weeps, he enters into that very moment with them, so that we can be assured that when we feel that same thing that Mary and Martha are feeling, that Jesus is weeping with us. In those times, if you're an encouraged parent, sitting with moms yesterday. Man, the holidays stink, right? Where are you, Lord? This should be a time where we celebrate greatly, and there is a chair missing, and Jesus is there with you, weeping. And those times when, for our members of Courage, when there is a great longing to fall back into an old lifestyle, to do whatever it is, and that weeping and that anxiety of, is this what my life will be? And there are tears, and Jesus weeps with you, sharing in that moment, his heart joining your heart. This is a feast day where we get to celebrate and honor that in all of those moments where it feels like everyone else has forgotten, Jesus sees that. He waits to go to Mary and Martha and Lazarus so that he can come to them in their grief, so that he can come to us in our grief. How beautiful, how grateful we should be to the three of them. And what do we do when we enter those moments? Wow, it's again so great because Jesus asks the same question to us as he asked to Martha. Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is sitting there in those moments with you? Do you believe that he is weeping with you? Do you feel his presence weeping with you? And I know on some days it's really easy and on some days it's really tough. But on the days it's really tough to try and echo those same words of faith that she did. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Yes, Lord, I know you are here. I know you can do anything. And the fact that you are here with me means that you have this deep and providing, powerful love for me in this very moment. I may not feel it, but I know it's there. Trust, trust. And lo and behold, that new life that Lazarus comes back to is the same life that he had. Maybe our life, maybe the new life that Jesus wants to offer you is a little bit different. But trusting, yes, Lord, I have come to know and believe that you are the Christ. You are the Lord of my life. Amen.